Please pray with me.
请大家低头跟我们一起祷告。
Father, as you are here with us today, we do thank you.
我们在天上的父，孩子们感谢你，今天你与我们同在。
We thank you for being here with us.
我们感谢你与我们同在。
And we thank you for the gift of knowing you.
我们也感谢主，你给我们这样的恩典来认识你。
We know you because you've given your word to us.
我们认识你，因为你把你的话语赐给了我们。
And I pray as we open the word together today.
我们在这里祈求你，让我们来认识你的话语。
That you allow us to hear just what you want us to hear.
让我们能明白你要我们明白的。
And understand what you want us to understand.
要我们听你所要我们听的。
And may all of our hearts lead to your glory.
愿我们的心都来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告用基督耶稣的圣名求。Amen.
I really am happy to be with you here today and happy to share a book of the Bible.
我们真的很高兴今天有机会在这里和大家一起来分享神的话语。
We'll have to get our rhythm down here. A book of the Bible that Martin Luther said was the chief part of the New Testament.
罗马书，马丁路德曾经讲过，罗马书是整本新约的这个一个中心。
He also said it's important to know what's in this book.
他同时也讲到为什么这本书，这个罗马书是这么的重要。
But it's most important to be able to live out. What's in the book of Romans?
更重要的是，我们怎么样来活出罗马书所讲的这个神的这个圣洁的生活。
Now some say Romans is too difficult, too scholarly for most Christians.
有些人认为罗马书是太难去理解，太学术性的。
But I don't think it has to be.
但我认为不一定是需要如此的。
Paul is writing to a church where some had a Jewish background, but most were Gentiles.Like you and I.
保罗写这个罗马书是给罗马的当地的这个信徒，虽然有一些信徒是犹太人，但是大部分的人就跟你我一样，都是外邦人。
At this time, Rome was widely known for its world power. At this time, Rome was known for its world power, its intellectual prestige, its culture.
在那个时候呢？那我们知道罗马跟我们现代是很相近的，是一个在不断变迁的一个时代里头。
So today I want to talk about power.
今天呢，我想跟大家一起来分享有关于神的大能的事。
But it's not the worldly type of power that we think of in Rome.
但并不是我们在这个世上所讲的这个权势。
It's not like the power of the Chinese dynasties.
不像说中国这个历代朝代所拥有的那份的权势。
Or more up to date, the superpowers of the U.S. and China.
或者说更近一点我们讲到现代，像中国或者美国这些超级的强权。
We know that throughout history, many have sought power.
我们从历史当中，我们看到很多的人在寻求这个权势。
And some have said power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
有些人讲呢，这个权势会造成腐败，那完全的这个绝对的权势呢，造成绝对的腐败。
But the power I'm talking about has the opposite effect. Okay?
但是我今天跟大家讲的这个这个能力呢，是确实刚好是相反的。
Now this.Idea of power, there was a vacuum cleaner salesman one time in the hills of Kentucky.
我想跟大家一起来分享一个故事，就是有一个这个专门推销这个吸尘器的一个推销员。
Pat and I are from Kentucky, so I believe this.
Pat 跟我呢，我们曾经住在这个肯德基州，这个故事是发生在肯德基州的一个故事。
So he goes into the house of a lady there and says, I have this exciting, powerful vacuum cleaner.
这个推销员呢， 走到了一个一个女士的家中呢，来告诉这位女士呢，她要推销的这个这个吸尘器呢是非常超级能力的这个一个吸尘器。
And it will clean your house to top to bottom, and it doesn't cost too much either.
它能够把这个屋里从里到外呢都清理得非常干净，而且它花费不会很贵的。
And she said, "Well, that's nice. That's good."
那这个女士听了就说，哎，那很好啊，这是一个 good.
So he said, "You see that pile of dirt there with all the fuzz balls and bugs and everything in it?"
那刚好在他这个推销员他们的前面呢，那有一堆这个一些动这个一些虫子一些脏的这个东西在那边。
This vacuum cleaner will clean that right up, and if it doesn't, I'll eat it.
这推销员呢就非常自信的跟这位女士讲说，这个吸尘器呢能够清理面前的这堆这个脏东西，如果不能把它清理干净呢，那我就当着您的面把这些脏东西都吃掉。
And the woman said, "Well, sir, you better get your knife and fork ready because we don't have any electric power here."
那这位女士呢，她听了之后呢，她笑着说，就跟这位推销员讲说呢，那你最好准备刀叉吧，因为在我们家里没有电的这个供应。
That's just to say, sometimes we assume on power.
这只是这个故事里头呢，只是一般我们就一定假设就是说这个屋子里一个屋子就一定会有电的供应。
Worldly power is one thing that nations, politicians, businessmen have always sought after.
这个讲到这个权势呢，不管是国家或者是政客或者是这个生意人。他们都讲这个权势。
But one day, all of that power will come to an end.
那有我们知道呢，按照圣经，有一天所有的权势都将过去了。
It'll be a world without power.
这会是一个没有权势的这个一个世界。
But that's not the power that we need in our lives, this worldly power.
但是在我们的生命当中呢，我们所需要的呢，不是这个世上的这个权势。
God has promised us spiritual power that never runs out.
所以圣经讲说呢，这个神所赐这个从圣灵而来的这个大能呢，是永远不会用尽的。
So let's think about this, the power to firstly produce in us an obedience of faith.
第一个呢，这个福音的这个大能呢，在我们让我们能够产生这个信心。
Secondly, to enable us to mutually encourage each other.
那第二呢，这个福音的这个大能呢，能够让我们来这个彼此信徒之间呢，来产生这个激励的作用。
A power to keep us from being ashamed of the gospel.
这个世上的这个全能呢，对不起，这个神的这个大能呢，是让我们不会以福音为耻的。
A power to save everyone that believes.
而且这个福音的大能呢，能够拯救所有相信的人。
And lastly, a power to enable us to continue in a daily walk of faith.
而且这福音的大能呢，能让我们每个信徒呢，能够每天来走这个过这个信心的生活。
Now we're gonna get into the details of this.
很快的，我们就会进入这个比较仔细一点。
But you might think, doesn't this come automatically for Christians?
不晓得大家认为所有的基督徒是否一旦成为基督徒就自动的能够来承受以上所讲的这些的能力呢？
I don't think it does.
我个人并不认为如此。
And I don't think that Paul thought it did either.Or he wouldn't have been teaching the Romans, or he wouldn't have written to the Romans like this.
我也不认为保罗当时他这样认为，要不然的话他就不会写这封信来给罗马的当地的这个信徒。
These were Christians that he was writing to, largely. There were some non-believers, but largely Christians.
是的，他写给这封信的大部分的这个读者都会是这个信徒的。
So let's look at Romans 1:1-17.
那现在让我们大家一起翻开罗马书，我们将读从第一章第一节到十七节。
And we'll read about a love story with power.
我们将会读到一段关于这个带有大能的这个大爱。
And I'll tell you, this is not some fizzy power. This is the Greek word for dynamite. So this is explosive power.
我们讲的这个能力呢，在希腊的原文里面呢，是炸药的意思。大家可以想象，这个炸药是非常具有爆炸性的。
I'll let you read that, Johnny.
好不好？让我们大家翻开罗马书第一章，我们读从第一节到第十七节。好，翻开了，请。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说是从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。我在他儿子的福音上用心灵所侍奉的神，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同其余的外邦人一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，一人必因信得生。
Thank you. So the first four verses here in Romans 1, Paul introduces himself.
在前面的第一到四节这里，保罗他介绍了他是谁，他是神特派的一个使徒。
And tells of his life focus on the gospel.
而且告诉了他的一生是专门来为神来传福音的。
Which I'm thinking of is like a love story that's summarized somewhat by John 3:16.
这个神的大能呢，在这个约翰福音三章十六节怎么说到？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
不论是谁，只要愿意相信神主耶稣的，神都会将永生来赐给他们。
Verses 5 through 7, maybe go ahead and reread that just for people.
在第五到第七节这么说到，我们刚刚念的， 我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
So from the gospel story, the gospel love story, comes the power to produce in us obedience of faith.
从这个福音的大能，我们能够在我们信徒里面产生这个顺服，这个信的这个顺服。
Now, usually we think of obeying as who has the power to force me to obey.
通常我们讲到顺服，总是想到是从上面有强权。强势来让我们来这个遵守。
But this is the power that causes me to want to obey.
但是今天想要跟大家分享的这个能力呢，却是因着这个爱，让我们愿意从心里面来顺服。
Clearly, the Bible teaches obedience.
有几个地方呢？在圣经里面有几个地方呢？教导我们怎么样来顺服。
Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus is talking to his apostles.
在马太福音里面19:20.
If you want to turn there, he tells them, Matthew 28, yes, 19:20, he tells them, go out into the world, make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to observe my commandments.
在马太福音第28:19二十节这么讲到他耶稣要他的门徒凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。
John 14:15, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
在约翰福音第14:15这么说到，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And 1 John 2:3 says,You will know that you are in me if you keep my commandments.
在约翰一书第二章第三节这么讲到，你们若遵守我的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Now, I don't think Jesus in any of these is talking about a perfect obedience. I don't think he's talking about perfect obedience.
Perfect.
Yeah, doing everything right.
我想在这里主耶稣讲的，并不是要我们做因为遵守，所以每件事情都能够做得完美。
But if you love me, you will have the desire to keep my commandments.
但是如果你们爱我，那你们就会有这个心，愿意来按照我的话来做。
This is the obedience that flows from faith in Jesus. That's where it comes from. It flows from faith in Jesus. This obedience.
这种的这个顺服呢，是从相信这个主耶稣而自然流露出来的一种顺服。
I should point out in verse 7,
我想强调第七节这里。
As Paul says, this gospel is for his name's sake.
保罗在这里讲到说呢，这个福音呢是为了主耶稣基督的名。
Among all people of the nations.
在所有的这个民当中，为了他的名。
And that's the objective of this message today, too. It's to glorify God. That's why we have the gospel.
我们今天的这个主要的信息，也就是要来荣耀神，这也是这个福音的这个中心。
Now I have another objective for today, and that's to remind you of God's love for you.
我另外有一个这个主题要跟大家一起来分享。
And the power that comes with that love.And the power that comes with that love.
这个能力呢，是因着这个爱所产生的能力。
Also in verses 8 and 10, Paul is talking about, and I can identify when he says, I've been thanking God for you, believers in Rome.
在第八节到第十节这边，我也认同保罗所说的，保罗不断的来为这个在罗马的信徒来感谢神。
I've been praying for you.
保罗也不断的 来替这个罗马的信徒来祈祷。
And I've looked forward to joining you.
而且我也保罗在那也在书信当中讲，他也很想要来去和罗马的这个信徒在一起。
So it has been with me to you also.
对Pastor Mike, 他也有这样子的这个心愿，也是跟保罗一样的心愿。
However, my travel circumstances haven't been nearly as difficult as Paul's. A little jet lag, not much.
虽然 Pastor Mike 他本身的这个因为旅行，他本身的这个情况跟保罗的这个生死攸关的这个情形是有很大的不一样。
But we should get a feeling of Paul's heart here for the people, for each other.
但是我们仍然可以感受到保罗他当时的对信徒的这个爱心。
Paul's ideal was that his faith would comfort and strengthen them.
保罗那时候的心是要来安慰用这封书信来安慰当地的这个信徒。
And that he would be comforted and strengthened by their faith.
那保罗本自己也会因着当地信徒的信心而来被坚固而来得到安慰。
So we see here the mutual encouragement of each other.
我们这里可以看到这是一种彼此的互相的这个激励和这个安慰。
Pastor Gary and I have known each other and prayed together for more than 10 years.
赵牧师和我呢，那我们之间认识和在一起祷告已经超过10年以上了。
And I can say he has always been encouraged by you and wanted to encourage your faith.
我敢在这里说呢，他一直的心愿就是要来鼓励大家来安慰大家，在这个信心上面来扎根。
See, this is mutual faith. He needs your encouragement, you need his encouragement.
这是一个彼此的这个交流。那他赵牧师希望能够我们这个弟兄姐妹当中得到这个鼓励。那同时呢，他也不断的来鼓励我们弟兄姐妹。
God puts us together in a family to love and encourage each other.
神把我们放在一个神的这个家中，那彼此来鼓励。
Hebrews 10:24-25.
在希伯来书第十章第二十五节这么讲的。
Go ahead and read that if you want.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
The writer of Hebrews says we're to stir up love in each other to good deeds. Stir up love and good deeds with each other.
在这里呢，这个保罗要我们信徒之间呢，彼此用这个把我们的爱心来激发出来。
I don't know what your word you're using, but it's urge each other, you know. Encourage each other to good.
彼此用鼓励、激励的方式把我们的爱心来眺望起来。
And when we get together, and we should get together regularly, let's do that with the aim of encouraging each other.
我们是应该如此，而且我们也应该经常性的来这么做。
In verse 14, Paul says, I'm obligated to share this gospel. I have a debt. I have a debt.
在第一章第十四节，保罗一再的讲到说，他欠了这个福音的债。
To whom?
但是欠谁的债呢？
To both the wise and the foolish.
是他保罗欠的这个福音，是对不管是聪明人还是愚人，他都欠他们的债。
Now, when we received God's saving grace, we didn't become a debtor to God.
当我们接受了从神而来的这个福音，我们神并不成为我们的债主。
This was a free gift, a free gift from God.
因为这是从神而来， 免费的这个这个这个恩典。
Hopefully nobody's saying, "Oh, I've got to pay God back."
希望没有人说说 Pastor Mike 要要把这个欠这个这个他所领受的来还给这个这个债来还给神。
However, not to share the grace we received, it would imply that we were qualified, but maybe others aren't.
但是如果反过来讲呢，如果我们没有把我们所传的福音来传传出去呢，就好像我们自己是，好像我们自己是比那些未领受福音的人高一等，那我们应当来得到这个福音，他们不应该。
We that have received this grace are stewards of something entrusted.
我们是被神来托付来传讲他的福音的。
What I owe others is the gospel of grace. That's my debt to others. The gospel of grace.
福音的这个恩典呢，没有把这个把福音的这个恩典传出去呢，这是我所讲的，我欠的福音的债。
Let's just pretend for a minute that someone gave me a bank account with limitless money.
让我举个再举一个例，有一个人呢，给我一个银行的户头，里头有用不完的这个钱财。
And they said, "But I want you to share it with these people here. I want it to belong to all of you."
但是这个人呢，要Pastor Mike 呢，跟在座的每一个人来分享这些钱财。
Wouldn't you think I owe you something? Huh? Where's my part? Where's my part?
你们会认为我欠你们任何的东西吗？
Sure. Well, again.The gospel has not been given to us just to keep for ourselves. It's to share with all.
当然，这个福音并不是传给我们之后要我们就不把这个福音传出去。
So thirdly, let's look at verse 16. This is actually one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
接下来呢，我想跟大家一起分享第十六节这边。实际上，这是我最喜欢的一个部分。
I'll read that in English and then you can read it in Chinese. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希律尼人。
Now maybe you haven't thought of it this way,But we also need gospel power to keep us from being ashamed of the gospel.
我们同时也需要这个福音的这个大能，让我们不以福音为耻。
Let me give you a little history on American universities.
让我跟大家给大家一点有关美国大学的一些简单的历史。
Harvard, Princeton, Yale.
我想大家都知道哈佛大学。普林斯顿大学和耶鲁大学
all started as universities for Bible scholars.
这三间出名的这个世界有名的这个大学呢，一开始的时候都是为了福音的这个学者来设立的。
For entrance into Harvard, you didn't need top SAT scores or whatever.
当你申请这个要进入这个哈佛大学的时候，你不需要有非常高的这个 SAT 的这个分数。
You needed to know the Bible really well.
但是呢，你需要对圣经有非常深的了解。
But according to one campus crusade worker,
按照这个campus crusade 的这个一个
campus crusade for Christ, said it's very hard to find a Bible believing Christian in Harvard today.
今天呢，在哈佛大学呢。已经非常的难找得到完全相信圣经的学者了。
And if so, others there will work very hard to make them feel ashamed of the gospel.
因为在哈佛这个地方呢，如果你是笃信圣经的，那会有很多的人来想尽各种的办法，让你觉得相信这个圣经 是一件可耻的事情。
But that should be no surprise. Let's look together at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
但是这并在今天的这个时代并不觉得、这个惊奇。
23 and 24.
让我们看看哥林多前书第一章第23到第24节。
For we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, and folly or foolishness to the Gentiles.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is power of God and the wisdom of God.
但那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力。
Now, Rome at this time, when Paul is writing this letter, is the center of pride and power.
当保罗写给罗马教会的这封书信的这个时代呢，罗马是一个啊、是一个罪恶的一个时代。
So, if there's any place where one might feel tempted to be ashamed of the gospel, it would be in Rome.
如果在那个时代有任何一个地方呢，让人家觉得会以信这个福音为耻。那个地方一定是罗马。
Why should I be ashamed of sharing a love story, though, that's the greatest blessing in my life?
为什么我要以我在我生命当中给我最大祝福的这个福音来和人分享，觉得这是一件可耻的事情呢？
The words of the song we sing, the gift of knowing you.
当我们在唱这个这一生最美的祝福，这首歌里头这么说到
：“Said the richest blessing in the world is knowing God。”
认识了神是我们一生当中最美的祝福。
So how could people then or now keep from being ashamed of the gospel？
为什么啊、这个是这些世代以来人会有人啊、以相信福音为耻的
？Let's look real quick at Hebrews 12:2。
让我们很快的来看一看《希伯来书》第十二章第二节。
Looking to Jesus, we're to be looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看人。轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
他轻看了这个羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神的宝座的右边。
So Jesus looked to the cross that he was going to die on, to the joy of that. Now it wasn't the joy of hanging on the cross; it was the joy of what that would do for the world.What that would do for us, what that would do for others, to save us.
主耶稣看这个被钉死在十字架上呢，是一种荣耀。那所以他愿意，他不会把它看作啊、是一件啊、可耻的事情。
So, what I can say that we don't do is to alter the gospel, to so that it doesn't offend anyone.
但是我们要很注意的，我们不能因为啊、会侵犯，会让offend， 我们要尽量避免，因为啊、会遭到人家的反感，所以我们就不把福音的真理来说出来。
Yeah, that's what the world is trying to do. You offend me if you share the gospel with me.
所以这就是啊、我这里所讲的。
But if we alter the gospel and try to change it, then we're ashamed of the gospel.
Pardon?
I say if we do alter or change the gospel to make it not so offensive, that means we're ashamed of the gospel.
如果我们因为怕得罪别人而改变了这个福音的这个真理。那表示我们是以福音为耻的。
Now in academia, we can say we know about science, we know about math. That's our favorite subject. That's our field of knowledge.
在学术里头呢，那我说我们常常讲我们 知道这个科学，我们也知道这个数学，我们也有一些很专门的一些知识。
But God is not a field of knowledge.
但是你们晓得吗？神他不是一门的知识。
God wants us to know Him in a personal relationship.
神他要我们跟他建立一个亲密的个人的关系。
Now, in fact, in the rest of this chapter of Romans 1, Paul will go on to say that all people really know of God, if they're honest.
在接下来的这个第一章，接下来的这个几段的这个圣经里头呢，保罗讲到呢，如果我们真的是诚实的，有诚实的心，我们是能够认识神的。
Some know facts about God.
有些人呢，知道了一些关于神的事情。
But the only way we can know God in this relationship is with the power of the gospel.
但是我们唯一真正能够来完全认识神呢，是经由这个福音的大能。
So you could have 100 PhDs, some even in theology.
所以你可以有一个100个。不同的这个 PhD 的这个学位，甚至你可以拥有在这个神学上的这个 PhD 的学位。
And never know God without this gospel power.
如果没有了这个福音的大能呢，你仍然是不了解这个神的。
So again, why could we be ashamed? Let's say Casey.
所以为什么我们要以福音为耻呢？
He owned this entire mountain out behind us here of solid gold.
Casey 呢，拥有了这个我们看到这个西边的这个山上呢，全是纯金打造的。
Yeah. And he wanted to share that with me.
那 Casey 呢，想要和 Pastor Mike 一起来分享这整座的这个金山。
And he tells me, I want to share this with you.
他所以 Casey 跟 Pastor Mike 讲说。他愿意 要跟他来一起来分享这。
Aren't you ashamed?
No.
Huh? No. You've offended me.
当这个如果说 Casey 要跟这个 Pastor Mike 来分享这座金山的时候，你会认为这是一个侵犯他的这个一个说法吗？
It seems ridiculous, but it's actually something that I've tried to share with a number of people in China as well.
这听起来有点可笑。那我在中国的时候呢，也有跟这个那边的中国人来分享这个福音。
I want to be culturally sensitive, but I'm not ashamed to share the greatest blessing of my life with you. You know, I shouldn't feel badly about that.
虽然我要很注意我的言辞，但是我并不会因为跟他们分享这个福音来觉得可耻的。
But make no mistake, it's always been the plan of Satan to try to tempt us to be ashamed of God's story.
我们要了解，撒旦魔鬼呢，他是随时在找机会让我们来以福音为耻的。
And I think for many of us in our lifetime, it's going to be more so. We're going to be able to be felt more so to be not ashamed, but like that we're offending people.
在我们的一生当中呢，可能不见得我们认为是以福音为耻，但是经常我们却降低了这个福音的这个标准，因为我们怕来得罪别人。
So fourthly, the main reason to not be ashamed of the gospel, it's the power to save all who believe.
这个带经由这个带有大能的这个福音呢，我们就不会来以福音为耻。
In this book, many missionaries and Chinese are mentioned.
在这本书里头，这个作者是谈到这个在对中国人的这个福音传福音。
But all credit is given to God having the power to save.
这所有的都应该归功于这个神的这个拯救的这个大能。
It's a history of the gospel in China.
这里头讲到说啊，在中国的这个福音的这个历史。
And my son Matthew gave this to us before we went to China for the first time, and Pat is on, I think, a second reading of it. But it's very clear in this book where this power comes from and what is the power to save. It's not me. It's not even Pastor Gary. It's it's God's power.
这本书呢，是我儿子在我第一次去中国之前送给我的书。这书里头呢，很清楚地讲受到。这能力是从神而来，不是从任何一个人来的。
So some people would say, save from what?
那一些人也许会问，拯救我们从什么？从我们为什么要被拯救？
Save from the wrath of a just God that must judge sin. And in fact, our Savior Jesus will be the judge.
从神的震怒中，我们被拯救出来，而这个审判者呢，就是主耶稣自己。
I like a song by Michael Card, Jubilee.
我很喜欢的一首歌叫 Jubilee, 是 Michael Card 他所写的。
He says, "Feeling so guilty and in despair, I looked into the face of my judge and saw a Savior there."
这 歌词的当中一段讲到说呢
I looked into the face of my judge and saw a Savior there. Jesus will be the judge, but he's our Savior.
我从审判我的神的这个眼中呢，因为我是罪人，我原先是要被定死罪的，但是我从我的这个审判者眼中呢，我看到了希望，我看到了被救赎的希望，因为这个主耶稣他是我的拯救者。
This song Jubilee is all about in the Old Testament or in the Jewish culture having all of your sins, all of your debts forgiven. Okay, in the year of Jubilee.
在这个 Jubilee 是在旧约里头利未记里面讲到呢。当第五十年的时候呢，所有的被囚的，这个还有被奴役的，都要得到释放。
Now, however, the gospel does not save without a condition.
但是呢，福音呢，并不是福音的拯救呢，并不是没有条件的。
Belief in the gospel is the condition.
相信这个福音就是唯一的条件。
Yet even the faith to believe is given to us if we will receive it. Even the faith to believe is given to us by God if we will receive it.
如果从神而来的这个福音呢，只有当我们愿意接受的时候呢，我们才能够被拯救的。
I mean, he did that for me. I did not have the power to believe, the power to have faith. Okay, he had to give that to me.
这个相信的这个能力呢，是从神他的福音的大能而来的，并不是我自己天生有的。
So still the initial faith from gospel was only the beginning of the rest of eternity for me.
这一开始的这个相信呢，对我来讲呢，是永生的一个开始而已。
So that initial faith was the beginning of the rest of my life.
最开始的这个接受信仰呢，是我一生永生的一个开始。
So we get to the very last part, fifthly, and let's look at the last part of that verse 17.
现在让我们来看这刚才所看的这个章节的这个最后一节。
Very briefly, the righteous shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
For Martin Luther, this was an eye-opener. Martin Luther, this opened his eyes because he had been trying to live by his religious faith and so forth, and then it hit him. The righteous will walk by faith, not by works.
义人必因信得生这句话这句的真理呢开了啊马丁路德的这马丁路德的这个啊这个眼界。
So finally, this love story power, we learn to depend on this to continue a daily walk of faith.
所以这带有能力的这个福音呢，能够借着这个信呢，让我们过信徒呢啊过每一天的这个信仰的生活。
Now, as time goes on, it may seem like we need more and more of that power.
当随着时间的过去呢，我们会觉得我们越来越需要更支取这更多的这个啊神的能力。
But God has and gives all we need. He will never run out. Okay, it will never be out of power.
神他已经给我们我们所需的能力，他这个能力绝对不会用完的。
The gospel isn't just saving faith. The gospel is also a call to continue in a daily walk of faith.
这个福音。这个带有能力的这个爱呢，不仅仅是
not just saving initially, you know, but also to continue to walk in faith. That's the gospel.
这福音的大能呢，不仅仅只是啊起初的这个拯救而已，而且是伴着我们，给我们能力，让我们能够啊走这个信心的道路。
The gospel of grace gives me new life. The gospel of grace transforms my life.
这福音的大能呢，给我了新的生命，他也把我的这个从旧有的生命呢，来转换成一个新的生命。
This gospel power gives me victory over pride, greed, lust.
福音的大能呢，给我了，让我能够战胜了肉体的这个情欲和这个贪婪和情欲和甚至这个绝望。
But even despair when we think the world is upside down.
甚至当这个世界都乱套的时候呢，这福音的大能给我了这个能力，能够来战胜这个绝望。
Paul started this letter with grace and peace.
保罗呢一开始用了这个恩典跟这个平安这两个字。
平安。I hear that every week in church in China, and I hear it here. Peace to you.
愿平安赐给你们。
But this is not just the absence of conflict, but it actually echoes the Old Testament concept of shalom.
保罗在这里所说的恩惠和平安呢，是并不相违背的，并且呢，和旧约所讲的平安呢，是相互呼应的。
Where a person's life with God and with everything else is in ordered harmony.
这里所讲的shalom平安呢，是一个人的这个生命呢，与神的这个生命呢，在一种完全和谐的一种状态当中。
So it is. All is well with my soul and my spirit.
愿你们大家都平安，从我的心底，愿大家都平安。
And the second song, or another song that we sing, in living every day by the power of your love.
就像第二首歌我们唱的，愿我们每一天活着呢，都是靠这个神的大能的爱。
So that's what I pray for you. I pray for myself. I pray for my family that we'll be able to live every day in the power of God's love.
这就是我祷告的能力的来源啊，是从这个福音的大能而来的。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, first of all, we thank you that you have loved us so much.
父神，我们首先来感谢你，你爱我，你这么爱我们。
You wanted to tell us how much you loved us.
你愿意我们知道你是多么的爱我们。
You sent your prophets through the years and many to give us your word.
从起初你差遣了这么多的这个先知到我们当中，把你的话语来告诉我们。
Then you did the greatest thing. You sent your son to save us.
然后你做了最伟大的事情，你把你的儿子来降生为人到我们当中。
And the same power that he walked in and the power of his resurrection.
同样的这个能力，他来到这个世间，也同样的这个大能啊，他复活了。
Is the power available to us today in our lives?
也是这份的能力，我们今天能够来过我们每一天的生活。
How great is that?
这是多伟大的一件事情。
It's the greatness of the power of your love.
你最伟大的这个爱所带给我们的能力。
Thank you, Father, for that, and help us to remember to share that with others as well.
我们感谢神，也感谢，也求神，你也让我们能够把这样的福音来和大家一起来分享。
And we give you thanks and all glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们把一切荣耀都献给你。Amen.
Amen.